Not a big deal. We're just trying to help her to where she can get a single out a little better. I mean, if she's looking at going to a base, I can definitely help her out with that because I'm running HT right now, and I've got my 50-watt base set up, and it definitely broadcasts all that needs to be broadcasted. So anyway, we're just trying to help her out, but we appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And like I said, as long as my radio now is working okay. If you're on an HT, I mean, being in a different room, different electronic devices around your house, all kinds of stuff can impact that. So you're crystal clear coming in with your HT, but she could have a completely different situation within her home. So just some things to consider. WRCD 602.
Appreciate it 100%, Jeff. Go ahead again, Gina, because you doubled with Jeff, but I heard Jeff.
All right. I could hardly hear Forrest because of the static and stuff, but I could hear you very well. And when I'm in the house, I can hear you, but I hear some static. I don't hear the static when I'm outside from you. I don't think so. But when I'm in the house, I hear static.
See, now, just right now, while you were talking to me, Gina, your static went just absolutely nutsoid to where I couldn't even understand about the last 3 or 4 seconds of what your communication was. Let me switch over to the bass. Let me see what happens with the bass. Give me a second.
I've got a suggestion. Gina, can you try going outside where you probably have the best line of sight to Hogback Mountain from your porch or backyard, whichever is the clearest line of sight direction-wise. Try transmitting from outside, and we'll kind of resolve whether this is you being indoors on a handheld or if there's a different issue. WRCD 602.
Okay, I'll head on out right now.
Okay, Gina, just to let you know, I'm on my base now. It's 50-watt base. It's on low power, but I do have an antenna up pretty good. So go ahead and try it. See what we hear.